I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on today's show, we've got so much stuff, I just don't know what we're going to do. We also have some exciting things about the tech of the show that we're going to talk about today as well. We are proud members of the... You know, I put up the wrong lower third. Let me try that again. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. See, I told you I was having button issues. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Enough with the buttons. Well, for now. Anyway, here's some interesting thoughts about my tech. Now, you know, I'm always sharing what I'm doing tech-wise on the show. And this is no exception. I'm using, of course, the U37 CAD mic here. CAD U37, which we talked about last time. But I'm also doing something different with the video this time. I now have a Logitech Brio 4K professional webcam. Professional webcam. And that's what I'm using. You say, but Dr. Bill, you got Cam Link working. You got your, where you could use your Sony 5100 DSLR. Come on. That's the best quality you can get. Yes, I agree. However, webcams are easier. There's not near as much to set up once you get it tweaked. And you gotta admit, look at this image. See all the little beard hairs? How cool is that? It's a webcam. And it's got that kind of image. Wow. Anyway, I think it's cool. And it's so easy to do a show now. I come in, I move my mic down where it's supposed to be, I hit a few buttons to turn it on, and I just start doing a show. What could be easier than that? At any rate, I'm giddy. Giddy, I say. So if you're going, you're crazy. Anyway, let's look at some of the articles. The articles, of course, on the blog. The blog being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. See, I told you I'd use a button again. At any rate, on the blog, I have a link to a YouTube video called, let's see, what's it called? Incredibly Fast Graphene Battery Power Bank. This is an actual product using graphene. Now, back in 2013, all the way back to 2013, I was talking about graphene and what it's going to do in the battery world and how it's going to be awesome. Well, we have our first real graphene battery product. Wow. It's very cool. So, and graphene is going to make a huge difference in battery production. Now, the next article we have is more on batteries. And it talks about, this is an article from a blog called 10 by Yasmin Tiang. Tiang? Anyway, I don't know how to pronounce her name. I'm sorry. But it's talking about the importance of batteries, particularly with lithium being scarce and mining is bad on the environment and so forth. And sometimes lithium batteries just blow up, which is not good. But at any rate, she's talking about technology that is coming up besides graphene, but other technologies as well, including potassium ion batteries. Potassium ion batteries may be safer and they may hold a longer charge. Now, of course, all this battery talk is important because we're using more and more tech that has to do with batteries. For instance, our cell phones. By the way, I have a new cell phone coming. You won't believe it, but I'm going to show it to you when it gets here. I'm not even going to talk about it much until it gets here. Be ready for a weird secret cool thing about this cell phone. Anyway, getting distracted. Next item. How language models allow computers to write fiction, and I'm talking fiction. Some of the examples they have of some of the things these computers are writing is silly and weird. However, the technology portends some pretty dark things that they could do with this. Like writing fake news, literally fake news, in the tone of real news, and people buying it and then acting based on the bogus stories that are posted through this technology. Watch the video. It's a little bit scary. Okay? Kind of odd. Then we have an article on the blog which is explaining sort of 5G. He actually gets into a lot of detail, and my eyes kind of glazed over at one point, and I thought, okay, I see what he's saying. I didn't. But anyway, a lot of it was gibberish to me. But he got across the point of what 5G is and how it works. And it was actually kind of way beyond what I thought. Okay? So check it out. Check it out. It will be very interesting to you. Now, a couple other things I want to talk about that aren't part of the blog is certifications. You say, Dr. Bill, certifications? Yes, recently Microsoft announced that they're going to do away with some of their certifications. Now, for those of you out there that are in the computer industry, you're going, what? Yes, some Microsoft certifications will be, shall we say, retired. And they're not really replacing them with the standard certifications. Like, for instance, SQL Server. You don't get certified in SQL Server anymore, or Windows Server certification. You don't get certified as in Windows Server anymore. Instead, it is a role-based certification that they're going to be moving to. The world, it is a-changing. Now, you know, I'm certified as a Citrix administrator. I'm certified as a VMware certified professional. I'm certified as a security analyst. I have lots of certifications. It's kind of annoying that all of those old-style certifications are going away. Now, not all of them. Some of them are hanging around. But for instance, I mean, I got a CIW, which is Certified Internet Webmaster. I got a CIW certification called Master Server Administrator. It required me to get 5 certs for that one certification. And it's a very high-level certification. But they don't put it out anymore. Nobody else is certified. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't expire. So I'm still a master system administrator. But, you know, over time, people will be going, oh, you got that one, huh? Well, good for you there, Sonny. You know, or actually, I guess it would be the other way around. They would think I was old because I had it. But you see what I'm saying. Anyway, it's annoying. So that's happening. Then, of course, we've got the whole COVID-19 coronavirus scare. Yeesh. Now, okay. Don't get me started. But here's the thing. It's kind of making people realize that there are reasons to work from home and to get together with like this webcam, you know, get together electronically, virtually, and if people get used to that, that can be a good thing. But you don't have to freak everybody out about stuff to get people to use technology. Come on. Anyway, there's whole colleges now that are shutting down regular classes and doing it all electronically. I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of good that they're finally starting to do virtual classroom instruction at some of these schools, but not because they're afraid of the coronavirus. You say, Dr. Bill, aren't you afraid of the coronavirus? No. I mean, we're talking, you know, in the less than 1,000 that have died here in the United States. Now, bless their hearts and the families of those folks. I'm not belittling that. But compared to the 50,000 people that get the flu every year, it's not that intense. Now you say, well, yeah, but what if it keeps spreading? Well, then we're talking something different. But I think people are overreacting. Just my personal opinion. And who am I? Just your friendly neighborhood doctor. Not that kind of doctor. Okay. But make that clear. But anyway, you see what I'm saying. So, I just wanted to mention those things. Now, the other thing I said I was going to talk about here on the show this week before we close is I found the fix for my problem in OBS. OBS being Open Broadcaster Software, the software that I'm using right now to do the show. And it has to do with deinterlacing. I know that's a big word, but it basically means those little lines that appear on your screen because of the interlacing issue. And when I used the Cam Link, I was having terrible problems with that very thing. And so I found a setting in OBS, and I talk about in the blog how I set it and give you a picture. Matter of fact, here's the picture. Can't read it there on the screen, but you can see that it does exist. At any rate, go to the blog, look at the actual picture in detail, and you'll see how to set the deinterlacing. Now, as I say, this is what worked for me. All right, you're going to have to try all the other deinterlacing settings, but for me, the one that worked was called YADIF2X. That sounds very obscure, but when I set it to that, everything started working perfectly. I was so happy. I was excited. Just why I want to share it with you. We geeks have to stick together. So I want to show you what worked for me, and hopefully you'll get into your OBS session and your webcam or DSLR connected through a Cam Link is probably more to the point, and other things, and make it work for you. Yes, it's my public service as the doctor to the rest of the geek world. You're welcome. Anyway, enough for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join us again next time, and keep in mind, the geekery you do today is the geekery you'll talk about tomorrow. I have no idea where that came from. Just off the top of my head. The doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.